everything but clothes. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Of course, we know that song from the very popular Disney movie Moana. Well, it's coming now to a theater near you. It is 7:40 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Rawlinson Road Middle School is bringing Moana to the stage. It's happening very soon, and we're here this morning with two of the actors and their talented theater arts director. We've got their director joining us. I always just call you, so you go by Beth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Beth Klippa. We also have Makai and Meredith, eighth graders at Rawlinson Road, and good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Okay, well, Makai, I like your deep voice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just had to grow it.
Okay, so we're bringing Moana to the stage. Makai, if you want to push that microphone a little closer to you there, tell us a little bit about the character that you play.
Okay, so the character I basically play is Chief Ancestor, and they're pretty different from like the original show. So in the original show, they're like, okay, so Moana gets introduced by them from them like finding out they're Voyagers. In the show, they, like, introduce the show. They also introduce how they were Voyagers. They just, like, the narrators of the show, pretty much.
Well said.
Yes.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Well, it brings me back to the original Moana, but this is going to be a twist, it sounds like, which is exciting. It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, you need someone to kind of guide the story through.
Right.
So, because we're used to the Disney version, and it does stay pretty close to that, but it ventures off. You get your own creative spin, so to speak, on this.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Meredith, who do you play?
I also play Chief Ancestor.
Okay.
So we basically, we're the narrators, and we basically come on the stage, and we guide Moana throughout her journey, kind of being a Voyager, and we like create the history and we tell her, and so that's how her growth, and you can see her growth in the performance of how we lead her through the, and guide her through the show.
So Moana takes place in Hawaii. So what kind of costumes do you all wear?
Lots of hula skirts.
Okay.
And flowers and
a lot of colors.
Oh yes.
Can we expect water or some fake water on the stage?
Yeah, she's made some decorations of water.
Meredith, you have.
No,
sorry, I looked at Meredith.
Meredith has definitely helped me. Yes, and some other girls have really pitched in and helped.
Well, tell us from your perspective, what is it like to even put on a theater play to this degree? Because it's not easy. It takes a lot of moving pieces. How do you bring it to life?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Lots of prayer. There are so many moving parts. I mean, sometimes I don't know how it all comes together, but it really is up to the kids, and the kids always pitch in, do what I ask them to do, and it comes together.
It somehow just clicks.
It's very
like
methodical.
The day before, somehow.
That's what you would
fits
hope
together.
For. That's one of those break a leg. You just hope it all comes together.
Makai, do you have to sing in the performance as the narrator, or do you yours is just more the spoken word?
Of course we have to sing. Like, we have to sing We Know the Way, we sing Say Yay, I think that appeared in Moana, something like that. We have to sing a lot as Chief Ancestors. We have to back up Moana, stuff like that.
Meredith, if folks are not familiar at all with Moana's story, can you tell us about it in a nutshell?
Sure, I can try.
Yeah.
So basically, Moana, she's the chief's daughter, and she lives on this island, and they don't have any fish, and so they are trying to find food, and they're trying to, like, get their life back together, but they can't. So Moana comes up with this idea of trying to go beyond the reef and try to find all the fish beyond the reef, but the chief does not like that. The chief does not want that to happen. So Moana takes two of her friends, Pooh and Hei Hei, who's a chicken and a pig. Weird choices, but... and so they go on a boat across the reef, and they meet Maui on an island, and he's trying to get his hook back from Te Ka/Te Fiti. And So they go on the voyage together, and they both find friendship and hard work and teamwork. So it all comes together.
That was a great summary. I have to honestly say, me having no kids, I love Disney, but I have only watched bits and pieces of Moana. That was wonderful. That just gave me a better idea of who Maui is and the pig and all these characters.
It's great. Now, we want to brag on Makai and Meredith. Again, they're students at Rollison Road Middle School, eighth graders. They're just some of the actors putting together Disney's Moana. It's coming to their stage in the next couple of days. But Makai and Meredith received two superior medals at the South Carolina Junior Thespian Competition this past Saturday. And then the middle school received a total of 36 superior medals, the highest in our state. So, Beth, if you can grab that microphone, I want to ask you a couple of questions about that now. Kind of explain what all this is. Is this like a theater competition among middle schoolers in the state of South Carolina?
Yes, it's the Junior Thespian Festival. It's put on by the Palmetto Dramatic Association. And middle schools come together and for a day of workshops and adjudications. And the highest I had received at any school, 22, then it was last year it was 24, and then these kids just knocked it out of the park with 36. I was like, whoa.
Oh, we're so proud of
you. Congratulations. Yeah.
Especially the week before our musical. You know, their pieces they did, not you all didn't do anything from the musical, did you? You did. We sang You're Welcome.
We did. Yeah. You're Welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But still, that's incredible. And that's an honor that you guys will carry with you all throughout your life.
Okay, so when can we see Disney's Moana at Rollison Road Middle School?
May 16th, 18th, or 19th. That's next Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 6 p.m. We used to do it at 7, but these sixth graders involved, that's a little bit late for them to get home and get to bed. So we backed it up an hour.
And the parents, too, Beth.
Seriously.
Someone who goes to bed around 8 o'clock at night.
Yes. Yep.
For sure. Well, Makai and Meredith, again, just two of the performers in Disney's Moana at Rollison Road Middle School. Congratulations on your awards this past weekend.
Thank you.
Great job on describing your characters. Good luck in the show. It seems like it's a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see how all of it comes together for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great.
Thanks a lot.
We're very proud of you and great leaders in our community for sure. And I want to brag on Beth real quick. So, Beth, you're the current current teacher of the year at Rollison Road, right?
That's correct.
And you were just surprised this week with another honor.
Past Friday, yeah.
Okay, as being what? The honor roll teacher of the year. Which means you're one of, five finalists that will maybe win Rock Hill School District Teacher of the Year.
That's correct.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, Beth, what an honor.
Job Thank well you. Done.
Thank you. It certainly is an honor.
We know you do not do it for the awards. It is nice to have your peers pat you on the back, but, you know, teaching is a gift and an art and a love for children, and clearly it's on display. So job well done, congratulations, and good luck.
Thank you.